Let me just tell you something. It may have the shear in it, but, you know, I just want to tell you that, you know, even though it has the shear in it, but, you know, my son is learning, and he's been studying for almost a year now, and, you know, he's going to be ready for this bar mitzvah. So, you know, I'm telling you, he's going to be very well prepared. Everybody's going to hear him lane. It's going to be mamish, the spoil, because besides the fact I'm biased, you know, I'm his father, you know, me, Reb Nachumel, but, you know, I'm very proud of my son, because, you know, he also has a beautiful shtimma, you know, a nice voice, you know, understand what I'm saying? His voice is so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice he got. And, you know, he's going to do a great job, I'm telling you. So, could you do me a favor, Reb Nachumka? I'm Reb Nachumka, I'm sorry.
Is this your first bar mitzvah that you're making or something?
Well, I just, any simcha that I make, I just get very excited. It's just a natural thing for me to get very excited.
All right. So, Reb Nachum, you want me to mark down in the calendar that you want to reserve paroshas b'shalach? Is that it?
Yeah. Could you do that? Could you do it for me?
Yeah. I'm going to mark you right now in the calendar. You know, it's not the problem. I just going to, the pen is not writing. Oy. Let me try again. The pen is not writing. One second, it is not good. Entschuldigung, you have a pen on you?
You know, come to think of it, I'm checking my pockets over here. Nope. I don't have a pen. I just don't have a pen. I'm sorry. Don't you have another pen here? Or maybe in the stender or the beamer, or I mean in the drawer or something?
Let me look. No, believe it or not, there's no other pen here. Okay, let me commit it to my memory. Rabnuchim, Chaivalovich. Rabnuchim Chaivalovich is reserving peroshes b'shalach for his honest bar mitzvah. Okay, it's in my head. When I find a pen later, I'll write it down in the calendar.
You sure? I mean, you won't forget. I mean, do I have to remind you?
Ich bin Schmelter. I've been a shamish here for how many years? Don't remind me. I'm going to think about retiring if you remind me how long I'm here. You know, don't worry about that thing. You know? I am not worried. Don't you worry either. If I don't worry, you don't worry. Don't worry, I'm gonna put it down, Mirza Hashem. I'm gonna put it down. Okay? Precious Mishalach, I committed to my memory. It's in my head. Don't worry. I'm going to get a pen. When I find a pen that writes, I'm going to mark it right away down.
So, Kindelach, this is what happened. Reb Nachum Chaivalovich laughed and he said, goodbye. You sure I don't have to remind you again? Should I call you at the end of the week?
Don't ring. Don't worry. My head is still good. It's still Abbott, you understand? It's still working. Okay? Don't worry. I remember. You know, I'm not going to forget so fast.
Okay, are you sure?
Positive.
And so, Reb Nachum Chaivalovich, he left. And Reb Shmelke the Gabbai was looking for another pen. Another pen.
Rabbi Reb, are you telling the story?
I'm telling the story, but you're now part of the story. Whatever, let me continue.
Okay,
you just do whatever I tell you to say, because I'm the storyteller.
Right, I got it now. Okay, all right, here we go. Yay. We need a pen over here. Oh, I found a pen. Ink leaking all over the place. No, not good enough. No. Okay, Rab Nochim. Five. I got it in my head.
And so, the days were going by. The clock was ticking. The hours were passing. And as I said, the days were going by, and the pages of the calendar were moving, and 1 month pass by. And guess what? Yes, exactly what you think happened. Schmelke didn't get a pen so soon. And so many different things happened that he got so fatumult and famished that he never had a chance to remember to mark down the bar mitzvah. And he forgot all about it. And Rab Nochum didn't remind him because Shmelke has not to be reminded. So, what happened was as follows. About a month later, after Nochum was there, another gentleman came inside.
Excuse me. Pardon me. I'd like to see the person in charge over here. Are you the person in charge? Shalom Aleichem. My name is Mr. Greenboik. Okay, my name is Mr. Greenboik. That's right. Mendel Greenboik. You got that? Pardon me. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to the wall? Oh, sorry. I was practicing. I'm looking for the shamish over here. I was practicing my speech, you know, how I'm going to approach. Are you the shamish here? I'm the shamish, I'm the gabbai, I'm the dishwasher, I'm the bottle washer, whatever, you know what I mean? What can I do for you? Are you the one that's in charge? Like, let's say if I want to reserve, a date for my son's bar mitzvah, are you the person in charge to reserve from?
You've been here before?
Well, the reason why I'm coming here is because, you know, the other shul that I was by, you know, somebody else has a bar mitzvah that week, and so I'm just looking in the territory, to see, if I could, perhaps rent another shul that doesn't have any bar mitzvah or any ofruf on that, particular Shabbos, you know what I mean? Like, Bashalach is not so, so far away, and my son has been practicing. He's been laning. He's a pro. I'm telling you, can I nahara? Poo, poo, poo.
Please don't spit all over me when you go poo, poo, poo. Could you lean, like, turn your head to the right, please? Thank you very much.
Well, you understand what I'm saying, is that my son, can I nahara? He could lane the Prussia beautifully. In a sheer ho, ho, ho. The Malochim, they would love it. Hashem, of course. Avada, avada. Anyways, I'm looking for, obviously, if I'm talking about Shira.
Shira. You're looking for a precious Bershala. I wonder, did I? Nah, wait a second. I'm sure if somebody reserves something, I'd write it down. Yeah. You know what? Let me get my calendar. Okay, I have the calendar here. What's the week you want?
I told you. I want Shabbos Bishalach, Shabbos Peroshes Bishalach. You understand? Okay, could you please check it out?